Josh is on the phone. Hi, Josh.
Hello.
Welcome to the Naked Scientist.
Yeah, hello. My question is, I'm just wondering, what happens when a neutron star collapses and what happens when a black hole collapses?
Okay, so first off, what are they for people at home? A normal star is a big ball of gas. It's actually held up because it's really, really hot. It's held up against its own force of gravity because it's really, really hot. In the same way that when a gas is hot, it expands. The star's temperature allows it to expand and stay fairly big. But when the star gets really, really old and it can explode and eventually it cools down a bit and it starts to collapse under its own gravity. And stars which collapse enough, they crush the protons and electrons together to form neutrons. And then these form, they form huge nuclei of atoms, a whole star-sized nucleus of atoms. It's basically just neutrons. And so that's what a neutron star is. So a normal star can collapse into a neutron star. Now, if a neutron star slowly gathered more and more mass, then it could collapse again, whereby the neutrons couldn't support themselves. They start to get crushed together and it gets so heavy it would turn to a black hole. Now, this is the heaviest astronomical object we know of. Basically, that means that nothing can escape from a black hole. There's so much matter in there that even light can't escape. If a neutron star could collapse, it would turn into a black hole. It would need to get heavier. It needs to get above a certain mass to turn into a black hole. We don't really know what's inside a black hole. We only can describe it using the equations of gravity, so we don't really know anything about the structure inside of it. So as far as we know, there's nothing. A black hole is the final degree of collapse that we know of. So a black hole would only collapse into form a bigger black hole as far as we know.
There you go, Josh.
Oh, thanks. That was really useful.
Does that help?
Yeah, it did.
I didn't know black holes and neutron stars are on the GCSE syllabus these days.
Oh, I'm not doing GCSE.
I'm not surprised, because I think that's not even on the degree syllabus anymore, is it?
I don't know. I'm only 12, though.
I'm joking. It's okay. So are you interested in space science in particular, then?
Yeah, I like nuclear physics especially.
Fantastic. So that's where you see your career lying, is it?
Yeah, hopefully.
Brilliant. Well, thanks for joining us on The Naked Scientist.
Yeah, thanks for ringing.
All right, then.
Bye.
See you shortly.